That was good singing. I say the same thing over. Aren't you glad you saved? And who do you think our brother led the singing here? Good job. Who do you think is going to lead the singing when we get to heaven? Who's going to lead the singing? Hebrews chapter 2. The Lord is going to lead the singing. Isn't that going to be some singing? I wonder if he's going to sing tenor or bass. What a voice. The Lord Jesus Christ singing. He might do like those old Russian singers. Sing from bass to high soprano. I'm waiting to hear him sing. Salvation is a wonderful thing, isn't it? And so I ask again, aren't you glad that you're saved? I'm sure we are. We continue our study from 2 Peter chapter 1. Beginning at verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. How many promises did the Lord leave for us? Look that up. There are over 400 promises in the Bible. That makes a good Bible study. It makes a good family gathering. The promises of the Lord, but we go on. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. That is really what we are considering. We are partakers of the divine nature. Almost inconceivable, except that it's true. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. In addition, giving all diligence to your faith, develop virtue. Now your Bible say add as we have seen before. It's not a question of adding one plus one plus one. It's a question of developing. We are to develop all of these things as a child develops. Child doesn't develop with one finger here and a toe here. All develop at the same time. We are to develop all of these things at the same time. Add to your faith. Develop in your faith. Well, that's the starting point. When we believed on the Lord Jesus by faith. Develop virtue, stamina. And develop knowledge. Develop self-control, and our subject today, develop patience. Patience. Now, years ago, my children would say to me, Daddy, when you preach, you turn to too many scriptures. I haven't improved. So I'm going to ask you to turn with me to four basic psalms dwelling on the subject of patience. And then we're going to look at an individual in the Bible who demonstrated patience. Psalm 27. Verse 14. Patience. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 40. Verse 1. Pardon me. Psalm 37. Verse 7. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently. wait patiently. Now Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. Psalm 62. Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly my soul waits in silence. Your Bible may not read that way, but you will get a little indication that that's the meaning. We are to wait patiently and wait silently. Verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God. Wait silently. Patience. Waiting. As we have said before, that's not the way things are done today. Nobody wants to wait. Get there in a hurry. Sometimes in the car with our brother George, you see one fellow in and out. He's in a hurry. I just hope that he gets there in one piece. The order of the day is not to be patient, it's to get there fast. As fast as you can. But our lesson is on patience. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting patiently. Waiting silently. And now for the Bible character that we will study today. First Samuel. Chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Waiting upon the Lord. First Samuel chapter 16. Verse 1. The Lord said unto Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul? Seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite. I have provided me a king among his sons. Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. The Lord said, take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint me unto me him whom I will name unto thee. Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. The Lord sees not as man looketh on, for man looks on the outward appearance. That's Hollywood. Man looks on the outward, but God looks on the inside. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. Samuel said unto Jesse, are all thy children here? And he said, there remains yet the youngest. He keeps the sheep. Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. We will not sit down till he come. He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, of a beautiful countenance, good to look on. The Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. David anointed to be king. Chapter 19. David anointed to be king. Chapter 19. Oh, before we get to 19, 18. 18 comes before 19, doesn't it? So let's look at 18. Verse 6. It came to pass as they came down, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. The women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, David his 10,000s. Saul got very angry. The saying displeased him. They have ascribed unto David 10,000, unto me they have ascribed but 1,000. Jealousy. What can he have more but the kingdom? Saul eyed David from that day forward. It came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul. He prophesied in the midst of the house. David played with his hand as at other times. There was a javelin in Saul's hand. Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall. David avoided. Anointed to be king, Saul's trying to kill him. Now chapter 19. Verse 9. The evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand, and David played with his hand. Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall. David fled and escaped. Chapter 20. Anointed to be king, and Saul is trying to kill him. Chapter 20, verse 30. Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, his son. He said unto him, thou son of the perverse, rebellious woman, do I not know that thou hast chosen the son of Jesse to thine own confusion and unto the confusion of thy mother's nakedness? As long as the son of Jesse lives upon the ground, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore now send and fetch him unto me, he shall surely die. Jonathan answered Saul his father and said, wherefore shall he be slain? What has he done? Saul cast a javelin at him to smite him, whereby Jonathan knew that it was determined of his father to slay David. Chosen to be king, anointed to be king, Saul is trying to kill him. What did David do all this time? Did he complain? You don't read it. He was patient. He was waiting. He was silent. Chapter 21, please. Verse 10. David rose and fled that day for fear of Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. Chapter 23. Verse 19. Then came up the Ziphites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, Doth not David hide himself with us in the strongholds in the woods, in the hill of Hakilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? Therefore, O king, come down according to all thy desire, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand. Saul said, Blessed be of the Lord, for ye have compassion on me. Go, I pray you, prepare and know and see his place where his haunt is, and who hath seen him there. For it is told me that he dealeth very subtly. See, therefore, and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hides. Come here again to me with certainty. I will go with you, and it shall come to pass, if he be in the land, I will search him out throughout all the thousands of Judah. And there arose and went to Ziph before Saul. But David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the plain on the south of Jeshimon. Saul also and his men went to seek him. And they told David, wherefore he came down into a rock, bowed in the wilderness of Maon. When Saul heard that he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. Saul went on this side of the mountain, David and his men on that side of the mountain. David made haste to get away for fear of Saul, for Saul and his men surrounded David round about. Chapter 24. Verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Saul chose 3,000 men out of all Israel. You know, he must have been afraid of David. One single little fellow, David, and he needed 3,000 men to catch David. I think he was afraid of David. Verse 3. He came to the sheepcote by the way, where was a cave. Saul went in to relieve himself. David and his men remained in the side of the cave. The men of David said unto him, Behold the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thy hand, that thou mayst do to him as it seemed good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. It came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. He said unto his men, The Lord forbid that I should do this unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed. So David refrained his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David also arose afterward and went on out of the cave, cried after Saul, saying, My Lord, the king. When Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. David said to Saul, Wherefore hearest thou these men's words, saying, Behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how the Lord had delivered thee today into mine hand. Some bade me kill thee, but mine eye spared thee, and I said, I will not put forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. Moreover, my father, see here the skirt of thy robe in my hand. For in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe, and kill thee not, know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in my hand. David cut off Saul's skirt apiece. Couldn't he have killed him? Why didn't he kill him? He said, he's the Lord's anointed. Vengeance belongs to God. David was patient, he was silent, and he was quiet. But let's read on. Second Samuel 26, verses 1-4. The Ziphites came unto Saul to Gibeah, saying, doth not David hide himself in the hill of Hakilah, which is before Jeshmon? Then Saul arose and went to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him to seek David again. He must have been mighty afraid of David. 3,000 men to catch one man. Saul pitched in the hill of Hakilah, which is before Jerusalem, by the way. David abode in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him in the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul was come in very deed. David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched. David held the place where Saul lay, beheld the place where Saul lay, and Abner the son of Ner, the captain of his host. Saul lay in the trench and the people were around him. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech the Hittite, and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother of Job, saying, who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? Abishai said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people by night. Behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay around about him. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear even that to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. David said to Abishai, destroy him not. Who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said therefore, as the Lord liveth, I will not smite him. His day will come. He shall be destroyed. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take now the spear that is at his bolster and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they got them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, nor awakened. For they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. Then David went over to the other side and stood on the top of the hill, a great space being between them. David cried to the people and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, answerest thou not, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, who art thou that criest to the king? David said to Abner, art not thou a valiant man? Who is like thee in Israel? Wherefore hast thou not kept the Lord thy king? For there came one of the people to destroy the king thy lord. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, ye are worthy to die, because ye have not kept your master the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the cruse of water that was at his side. David had it. If he could take his sword and his cruse of water, couldn't he have killed him? Why didn't David kill him? It was the second chance he had. He was waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. Second Samuel, please. Remember that David was anointed to be king of Israel. He had a chance to kill Saul. He said, no, I'm waiting. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Second Samuel, please. Chapter 2. Second Samuel, chapter 2. Verse 1. It came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah?" The Lord said unto him, "Go up." And David said, "Whither shall I go up?" He said, "Unto Hebron." So David went up thither, and his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, the Carmelite. His men that were with him did David bring up, every man with his household, they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. And the men of Judah came. There they anointed David king over the house of Judah. That's interesting. When Samuel anointed him, he anointed him to be king over all Israel. And he just anointed him to be king over Judah. What would you say? Lord, what's happening? You give me one little tribe and you promise me 12. I think most of us would react that way. Not David. He was waiting on the Lord. And he waited silently. Chapter 5, please. Chapter 5, verse 1. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron and spake, saying, "Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Also in time past when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that led us out and brought in Israel. The Lord said to thee, thou shalt feed my people Israel, thou shalt be a captain over Israel." So all the elders of Israel came to the king, to Hebron, and David made a league with them in Hebron. They anointed David king over what? Israel. Now, when you go home, search it out. When Samuel anointed David to be king over all Israel, he only got to be king over Judah 7 years after he was anointed. It was another 18 to 20 years before he became king over all Israel. What was he doing? He didn't complain. He didn't say, "Lord, what's happening?" He waited patiently and silently. Patiently and silently. David, verse 4, was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. But as I've indicated, he didn't say, "Lord, what about the rest? This is only one tribe. What about the 11? 7 years over one tribe, 18 to 20 years before he got it all. And during all that time, he waited. He was silent. He didn't complain. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. We know these verses well. Verse 30. Isaiah 40, verse 30. Even the youth shall fail and be weary, and the young men utterly fail. 4. But, another one of those buts. Wherever you see a but in the word of the Lord, stop. But They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. David waited. Did this scripture come true? Hebrews chapter 10. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Wait patiently on the Lord. Wait silently on the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. You have need of patience. You have need of patience that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Beloved, we have need of patience. Just wait and wait silently. God will bring it to pass. Wait patiently. Wait silently. I'm finished. I hope we got the message. Wait. Wait patiently and wait silently. Hymn number 499. Trusting Jesus. Simply trusting. Trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, waiting on him, quietly and patiently, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly. Trusting as the days go by. Trusting whatever befall, trusting Jesus, waiting on Jesus. That's all. That's the message. Wait on the Lord. Wait patiently. Wait quietly. Several years we had a Secretary of State. I believe he was from the state of North Carolina. A brilliant, Burns was his name. Oh, he was a brilliant man. Secretary Burns. But you know, the key to his success, he would wait. He would wait. He would wait. Not on the Lord. And in the will of the Lord, we're going to check on some people who waited, but they didn't wait on the Lord. Meanwhile, let us wait on the Lord. 499. Trusting Jesus. Just leave it in his hand. In the course of training, I had one instructor. We'd be he would be operating, and we would be assisting him. And when he got to that delicate, delicate part, you know what he would say? Keep still. Keep still. Keep still. While he did the delicate operation. Let's keep still. Let's be silent. Let's wait on him. Shall we pray? Again, Heavenly Father, we give thee thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for thy precious word whereby we can learn of him and learn of thee. We have considered today the need to be silent, to wait upon the Lord. Grant that in all our problems, with all our difficulties, we may wait on the Lord. Dismiss us now with thy blessing resting upon us, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.